Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mark Striegel,
John Astronomy,
the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly, and now your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. A big thank you going out to our friend Eric, who lives down in D.C. Eric, I appreciate your nice long email on our YouTube show that we put up, Talking Metal Pirate Radio. I appreciate you taking the time to watch it, A, and B, taking the time to send us your critique. Unfortunately, I'm not going to read the whole thing, Eric, but let me just say I have read the whole thing numerous times, but what I'm trying to say is I'm not going to read it all here on air, but I'll read the first paragraph. I just finished checking out episode 1 of Pirate Radio on youtube.com/talkingmetal. So I thought I'd provide some feedback. I think there's a lot of upside to the show. The audio quality is mostly good, although John's mic sounded a little trebly here and there. I don't know if that's about the hardware or the timbre of John's voice. Eric, I don't think it's about the hardware because that was like recorded at Bionic before Bionic went out of business. And, you know, they were pretty professional. We had a professional engineer there and, you know, $1,000 mics and all that shit. So I maybe that's John's voice. I don't know. But anything's possible. I thought we were both talking into the same type of mics too, but who knows. All right, I've listened to your show for several years, but I admit I can't remember John's voice sometimes. I thought the weakest part of your show was the Danzig video, which you can't really do anything about. One negative criticism of the show is the pacing at the beginning. It felt like you were rushing through the early parts of it to get to the interviews. I know the interviews were recorded at different times, and that may be why it sounded like that, but in viewing it, it felt crunched together. Maybe in preparing it, you might be able to identify what your target length is, say 60 minutes, then make your show fit those constraints. 15 minutes to introduce who you are, mention the interviews. Listen, Eric, this is all great insight, and I appreciate you taking the time to write in. You go on to say that you don't like Bud Friendly, which and you are wondering why we show him sometimes just sitting there. Dude, it's a cutaway, you know? Sometimes on The Tonight Show, they would cut away to Ed McMahon, even though he wasn't necessarily saying something. That's just who Bud Friendly is. He's hanging out there. He's drinking with us. That's why we show him drinking. And he's our man. We like Bud Friendly. I understand that you're not digging him, but he is definitely a part of some of these Talking Metal shows that we do. So I guess take it or leave it, you know. Changing subjects, Eric devotes a whole paragraph to Bud Friendly, but changing subjects, I'm jumping down to the end of his email here. Once again, changing subjects. I thought the interviews were good. I heard those on the podcast before. I like to listen to these when I'm jogging or cooking or something. So I like that listening to the show without the video didn't detract. I imagine if you get into the groove of making video shows, it would be easier to skip the audio podcast. So I'm glad to know that I'd be able to enjoy these either way. Please bring back some of the discussion with the producers or authors from the past. I remember you guys interviewing the guy who wrote the History of Black Sabbath book. To me, that was a great show. Had to be back around 2006. Anyways, I got to run. I'm on vacation in Florida, and I need to watch my five-year-old who wants to teach me how to splash in the pool. All right, Eric, thanks a lot. And I'm crunching your email, throwing it away. Eric, you're great, and I totally appreciate the time that you took to watch the show and send us the critique. I did read your email numerous times, and we'll take all that into consideration. As far as the flow of these video shows coming together, it's not happening. I'm sorry to say, there's no flow. It's expensive. I'm calling in favors left and right, and you know we're trying to get this second episode done, and it's been tough. I am committed to four episodes, at least at this point. I think I'm still committed to four of these video episodes. I thought the first one turned out good. I really enjoyed it. Glad people are watching it. I think it's got over 13,000 views at this point. Surprised it doesn't have more, actually, but whatever. I guess we didn't, you know, have any massively big names on there, although we did have, you know, Iron Maiden and stuff, but I don't know. The second one will probably get far less as far as the views go, because we're not going to have the big name guests on it like the first one. At least I consider those guys in the first one somewhat bigger names. And I have no idea what's going to be on the third or fourth one, honestly. We do have an AC/DC jam in the can, if you will, which will probably be on the third episode. The second episode, again, which I'm desperately trying to get together now. It's just been tough calling in favors. Jay Bones, your phone is dead, by the way. He's our editor-producer. One of the editors of producers, and I'm having trouble getting in touch with him, which isn't a good sign. So if you're listening, Jay, give me a ring. Send me an email. I sent you an email the other day. Let's get this thing done. Warbringer will be on the next show. One of the guys from Warbringer doing a Metallica song with us. And we also, that's my wife just walked in, and my son's watching a TV show. He just woke up from his nap. He's in the other room. So if you hear any background noise, that's what that is. Anyways, episode 2 of Pirate Radio on YouTube will have John from Warbringer jamming a Metallica song with us. Who else? We got a guy from a band called Out Loud, and he's going to be doing a pre-song with us. Out Loud is kind of an offshoot of Firewind. If you know Gus G's band, Firewind, Out Loud, it was kind of formed by a couple of the members, not Gus G, but a couple of the other members of Firewind. So we'll have the singer of that band, if any of that makes any sense. I'm hearing it back in my head, and it sounds confusing. The singer of a band called Out Loud basically doing a pre-song with us. And we'll probably revisit my old Mike Portnoy interview, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're going to love it. And a kind of hysterical tour of John's apartment, crib style, if you will. Let's get into some more music. This is a track my friend Arun turned me on to. It's called The Plow. It is by a band called Septic Nemesis. We'll be right back. septic nemesis. Arun, my friend down in Austin, Texas, turned me on to that. Thanks, Arun. Good stuff. And by the way, Eric from DC, the guy who sent that email in that I read, Eric, I believe you've given us numerous donations at this point. Am I right on that? I'm not sure. I think so. I know one came in from you recently for $25. So thank you very much for that, Eric. That is awesome. If you want to make a PayPal donation, go to talkingmetal.com. Hit that PayPal button. Keep us in business. You guys recently just bought me a new portable recorder, which I purchased on eBay last week. It hasn't arrived yet. I hope it arrives today, actually, because I could really use it on Monday when I'm scheduled to get together with John for a podcast in the city somewhere. Otherwise, I'm going to have to haul this equipment in from home and set it up in some stupid bar somewhere, which is going to be a major pain in the ass. But I think I will do it anyway, because it's, as we know, it's hard getting John on this show sometimes. And it is his show, as much as mine, at least in theory it is. I guess I've kind of become the more dominant one here doing the shows, and I'm still having fun at it. And I think John does too when we finally get him on board, you know. This is Scared by Dangerous Toys. Yeah, who is the man?
Ah,
Speaking of Texas, I mentioned my friend Arun from Texas earlier, who's originally from Jersey. But anyways, Dangerous Toys from Texas, right? I think so. Yeah, Scared is the name of that song. Jason McMasters. Right, is that his name? I think so. Oh, yeah, so check this out. F-Secure antivirus company of Finland has reported receiving emails from an Iranian nuclear scientist who says Persian uranium-235 isotope refining efforts have just been hit with another cyber attack. President Obama's staff has admitted to the New York Times that there was a joint Israel-USA cyber military operation, and it was behind this most recent attack, I guess. And what happened during this attack on Iranian computers in the Iranian nuclear scientists' computers was that they broke into their computers and forced them to randomly start playing AC/DC's Thunderstruck. That's AC/DC with Thunderstruck here on Talking Metal. Also, I guess, coming to you on a lot of computers that happen to be owned or used by Iranian nuclear scientists, courtesy of a cyber attack by the U.S. and Israel. I don't know if that's fact or rumor or what, but there you go. Let's keep it going. Here's an email that came in. Hey, Mark, this is Eric from Long Island. I go under Snake65 on your forum. This is in response to your feeling that making full albums is dead. I somewhat agree based on the industry's condition itself, but I want to discuss the problem and some solutions I think could get the pulse back in music. While I still prefer my own music, whether that's a hard copy from iTunes or I just signed up with Spotify for $9.99 a month, I can preview at least 80% of new music from various sites recommended that I'm into. One issue why the industry is hurting is that people get burned with albums that just are not good. And with music, along with movies and video games, these items you can't return for a refund if they're not satisfactory. Very unfair. The next issue is whether it's a band or a classic band, the new music needs to be played. That's my son yelling in the background. Sure, you listen to Octane, but those play more hardcore stuff. Boneyard with Kevin Cash always played new music from bands it covered. It was good and people liked it and liked it then, and it stayed in rotation. I have WBAB by me, and they always post about stuff. I don't know, I'm losing it here. Anyways, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not reading this whole email, man, but you say everyone's getting into vinyl again, which somewhat, but not. I don't think vinyl is a big money maker for the industry. I mean, it's definitely sales are up with vinyl, but it's not making anybody millionaires. If even 10% of the listeners picked up the new music, that's more sales. More sales, more shows. Local venues benefit, as do workers. It's a chain reaction of positive. So when guys like Bon Jovi say Steve Jobs killed music, he is wrong. If a listener can hear new music, and even if they only like one song and download it from iTunes, that's 99 cents more spent because these people heard the new track and spent something towards it. I agree, but in the past, Eric, you know, you'd hear one song and you'd have to go buy the whole album. Sure, there were 45s, but not all the songs were on 45. I just know, listen, I mean, albums have always sucked, quite frankly, and I own hundreds and thousands of them myself, but it's rare that you'd get the good Led Zeppelin record or the good Tool record or the good Slayer or Maiden record that you could listen to all the way through. And I think we tend to remember the past being better than it actually was. And I think if you like some music, try to listen to it legally by downloading that track. But now you're spending 99 cents as opposed to, you know, $15 on a CD. And it's going to change the industry. But I think the industry, you know, capitalism, I'm a big believer in capitalism. And I think capitalism will adjust and people, you know, will be able to make money in other ways. Touring, putting on better shows, merchandising, licensing. There's other ways to make money off of music. And if you like an artist, yeah, try to support them any way you can. I really love Spotify. I don't know. A lot of artists don't like it, but I like what they're doing, and I feel good paying $10 a month to Spotify. This is Enough's Enough with Mother's Eyes. Mother's Eyes, Enough's Enough on Talking Metal. Thanks for listening. I know there's a little background noise. My son is watching his dinosaur train show in the other room. My other son is sleeping. And speaking of noise, two loud bands making a ruckus on one song. This is Battle Scar by Max Webster and Rush from 1980.
In jail for a
Battle Scar by the band Max Webster and Rush from 1980 on Talking Metal. Now, Six Guns Loaded by Brittany Fox. Listening to Talking Metal, guys. Thanks for your support. Remember the PayPal button on Talking Metal to keep us going. You guys helped me buy this new M audio recorder that is on the way in the mail. So thank you for that. This is Crazy Nights by Loudness. what you just heard was a little Japanese metal loudness. Sitting here drinking a just a little taste of margarita. Hey, Harrison, come here, bud. I was trying to get my older son to come over and say hello, but it's a no-go. I don't know, guys. I'm sorry I don't read the emails. I know those two emails from both Erics were, like, really long, and I kind of butchered them and skipped through them. It's just tough. I have to admit, I do read the emails when they come into the mailbox, which is talkingmetal@yahoo.com, but it's I get bored sometimes reading them on air. I think if you want your email read on air, what I would ask from now on, keep it short. I know you guys have a lot to say, but you got to realize you're dealing with a guy who has the attention span of like a 10-year-old, so keep that in mind. All right, thank you. And if you do write a 4-page email, I will try my best to read it. Just might not read it on air. And I do value all your opinions, and I appreciate all the support you guys give us. Go buy a t-shirt, why don't you? TalkingMetal.com in the store section. This is Sex Action by Crucified Barbara. Come on! Crucified Barbara on Talking Metal. This is Stronger by Scattered Hamlet.
Keep going. You're the
Thank you to Gary from Little Rock. Gary, thank you so much for your donation. $30 Gary sent in. I really appreciate that, Gary. That's awesome. It's a good donation from our good friend Gary. I guess it's going to do it for today on Talking Metal. A lot of good music. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back in the next episode with a John Astronomy appearance. How about that? John's staying busy with Ace. I guess, you know, he wrote the Ace book, No Regrets. Great read. I enjoyed it. And I guess Peter Criss has a book coming out soon. John, of course, not involved with the Peter Criss book, but John is staying busy with Ace. You know, Ace still plays a lot of shows. He does a lot of these, like, conventions, signing things. So if you're out there seeing Ace at one of these shows or these conventions, look for John. He's usually the guy standing right next to Ace. It's funny, you know, for the whole first number of years we did Talking Metal, you know, John would talk about Ace being his friend and that he, you know, he knew Ace since the 80s and this and that. And it was weird because Ace would never appear on the show. And I do believe there were probably some people out there, I know for a fact, because we got some emails, doubting that John even knew Ace and thinking that he was a liar. But I can tell you, he has known Ace pretty well since the late 80s and or mid 80s, I don't know. And, you know, now he is working with Ace. He started doing part-time work for Ace a number of years back. And I guess I'd still call it somewhat part-time, you know, because he still holds down his job at Nickelodeon MTV Networks here in New York City. He's a photo archivist or something, digital asset guy. But, you know, yeah, he's working hard with Ace. And I guess they're going to write a second book together. I mean, at least that's what I heard on Blabbermouth. And I don't know if they've actually started writing it, but we should ask John if they have on the next episode of the show. So I'm going to sign off right now, guys, and I wish you all the best, and I appreciate your continued support of what we do here. I know we're not doing many interviews lately, and I'm kind of digging it, actually. I have to admit, it's just, this is fun, just playing music that I love, hanging with you guys, talking, acting like a jackass. So I'm having fun, but I suspect that sometime soon we will get back to interviews. There's the studio issue right now. There's, you know, I don't want to go back to how we used to do phone interviews back in like 2005, 2006, where it was like and just complete static and horrible sound quality. You get enough of that on other podcasts. And believe me, I do check them out. I do love listening to Victor Mars Attacks. It's just something about what Victor does that has some personality to it, and I relate to. And his, you know, I think at times the Mars Attacks show has struggled with sound quality issues, but I think it's been pretty good lately. You know, I was listening to actually Victor's side podcast, The Incoherent Ramblings of Victor Ruiz, which he doesn't do a lot of those shows, but I enjoyed the most recent episode that he did, playing a little Sneaker Pimps. I used to like that band, Victor. Good stuff. Thanks for bringing me back. And I had fun. I was stuck in traffic listening to your episode, coming from Morristown, driving back to Maplewood, which, you being a Jersey guy, I'm sure you know that. I was actually on South Orange Ave, Columbia Turnpike there. And there was just like a massive traffic jam down past the Livingston Mall there. And Victor, thanks for your input on Mountain Lakes. It's a town I could potentially see us, my family, moving to at some point out there in Morris County. Good stuff. Thanks, Vic. And check Victor's show out on iTunes, Mars Attacks, and The Incoherent Ramblings of Victor Ruiz. Good shows. Keep up the good work, man. I saw you just posted a new episode. I got to go check it out. This is a little Thin Lizzy on Talking Metal, off the Black Rose record. I've got to give it up. I've got to give it up. That's true.
It's lost control. Mama, I'm coming home. Stuff.